Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 20th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 continues to steadily decline. In Los Angeles County, there are about 1,350 coronavirus patients. That's about 20 fewer since Saturday. You see a similar picture in Orange County, where the number of coronavirus hospitalizations stands at 320, down 18 compared to Saturday. This week, the Los Angeles City Council Redistricting Commission will begin drafting new boundaries for the 15 council districts. KPCC's Carla Javier says it's the next big step in a long process.
For months, the Independent Commission held virtual hearings where members of the public could talk about their neighborhoods, how they define them, and what makes them special. Now the commission is using that input to redraw boundaries so that each of the city's 15 council districts have roughly the same number of people, around 260,000. Here's the trick, though. They're supposed to do so without separating neighborhoods or communities into multiple districts, to the extent possible, and while making sure the maps don't disadvantage Black, Latino, or Asian communities. It's a tall order, one made even more challenging with the pandemic delaying the release of the 2020 census data that this is all supposed to reflect. You can actually watch the line drawing yourself on Monday and Tuesday at 5 on the commission's website and tell them how you think they're doing. I'm Carla Javier.
You can learn more about redistricting and how to share your thoughts on our website, LAist.com. The Crown won the Emmy for Best Drama Series last night, giving Netflix its first ever win in the coveted category. The Crown dominated the ceremony in Los Angeles, winning 7 awards, including a sweep for the drama acting categories. It beat out Bridgerton, The Boys, The Handmaid's Tale, Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, Pose, and This Is Us. On the comedy side, Ted Lasso won the Comedy Series Emmy. Also, star Jason Sudeikis won for his portrayal of an American coach of a UK soccer team.
This show is about family. This show is about mentors and teachers. This show is about teammates. And I wouldn't be here without those three.
Sudeikis' comment, by the way, courtesy of the Television Academy and CBS. Thousands of people up and down the state turned out over the weekend for the annual California Coastal Cleanup Day. They fanned out across nearly 500 sites on Saturday. KPCC's Julia Paskin found this takeaway amid the trash.
A new assessment of 35 years of data reveals 70% of the trash collected during coastal cleanups are non-recyclable items. The problem is, some of the stuff in there are things we think are recyclable. Ocean Conservancy Chief Scientist George Leonard says that's because we misinterpret the Chasing Arrows logo on the bottom of plastic items. Only things labeled with a 1 or a 2 are usually recyclable.
A lot of people looking to do the right thing will look at that symbol and say, hey, this really should be in my blue recycling bin. So we need better ways of indicating to consumers what really is and what really is not recyclable.
So few plastic products are recyclable that only 10% are recycled, and only 1% are recycled more than once. A lot of the remaining plastic gets washed into the sea, even from many miles away. I'm Julia Paskin.
Temperatures today will be ranging from the mid-70s at the beaches up to the mid-90s in the valleys. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can get more news at LAist.com and, of course, listen live at KPCC.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.